To mark the final day, voters can register in Pennsylvania for the presidential election. Philadelphia's mayor joined a discussion about a little-known civil rights activist from the 19th century. Octavius Cato, a black teacher in Philadelphia, rallied African Americans to vote and was assassinated in 1871. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports.
95 years before the March on Selma, where African-American activists were attacked as they tried to mobilize voters in 1965, Octavius Cato was doing the same thing in Philadelphia. In the spring of 1870, 10,000 people gathered on Race Street to parade and listen to speakers, including Cato. The next year, on Election Day, he would be shot dead in the street. Speaking at Philadelphia Community College, Mayor Jim Kenney says he's waiting for the installation of the only public statue in Philadelphia of a black individual. Octavius Cato will take his place outside City Hall in 2017.
And the fact that it's on public space is significant because it's finally acknowledging what this man did and what other people did to make the city, country, state a great, it's not the greatest place, it's the thing it is today. We have a lot of problems, and I'll make a political statement. In the end, this country will be saved again by African Americans on November 8th.
Kenney is a Democrat, and here he's referring to the presumed defeat of Donald Trump if African Americans turn out to vote in November. Kenney may never have heard of Cato were it not for a recently published biography called Tasting Freedom by Philadelphia journalists Daniel Biddle and Murray Dubin. As part of their research, they found a descendant who told Biddle not to get too focused on Cato because there were 100 other people just like him.
The truth of those words grew and grew on Murray and me all through our research. We discovered all these lives of men and women in Cato's generation and in his father's generation who put their bodies on the line in battles for equal rights 80, 90, and 100 years before the modern civil rights movement.
Biddle said Cato stood out because he was the whole package, a radical but peaceful activist, a dedicated teacher, good-looking, charismatic, and a winning baseball player. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.